Cheryl. Good to talk with you.
Great to talk with you, and congratulations on winning one of the coveted Individual Artist Awards.
Thank you so much. I am feeling really excited.
So, Sarah, you and I are talking over FaceTime, and our listeners will hear a little bit of a delay. Can you share where you actually are right now?
Yeah, I can. So I live on Tostaw, which is also called La Majeure Island, in Icy Strait. So I am between Gustavus and Hoona and Elfin Cove. There's an island that's right in the middle of Icy Strait that kind of splits the north side of the strait from the south. And my partner and I live out here, and we've been building a home out here. So I'm calling you from my home on the water.
And in a typical year, you're spending time there, which is obviously super remote, and then you come back into civilization to present and to collaborate and partner with others.
Yeah, exactly. I have a lot of different projects that I work on around the state in a variety of different mediums, everything from arts projects to I also do work as a facilitator. So I have some additional work as well, and travel around the state a lot.
You're saying that in these times, before we got on to do this interview, you were sharing that this is the first time that you can remember that you're kind of looking ahead to the end of the year and you don't have anything lined up that's going to pull you out of your wonderful little isolated home there.
Right. It is such a strange thing and feels like a secret gift of the pandemic that I get to actually breathe a little deeper. I'm usually running really fast in the summertime, like I think so many Alaskans are, and to actually just have my life a little bit on pause, although it's been hard, feels like a real gift.
Well, and you now really have the time to dive into the project that the Rasmussen Foundation has just awarded you a grant for. Why don't you tell us about what the project is?
Yes, I'm so excited. So I am a dancer and choreographer. I also work in other mediums. I really love audio. I'm a big supporter of public radio. and I make installations. I love making collaborative community projects. Sometimes I've done a couple of different collaborative community dance projects. So I work in multiple mediums, but I definitely grew up dancing, and that's really my first love. And over the past couple of years, really actually just in the last year, I've started to have this question in my mind of you know, how can I bridge the gap between the dance styles that I learned growing up and that I continue to learn and my life as an Alaskan. So for me, that means, you know, there's so much pedestrian movement that we do here in Alaska that's really specific. You know, we load up our boats and we clamber on the beach and we walk on the docks and we put on our rain gear and we haul totes of heavy things. There's a lot of labor in this life that is really specific and special. And so I've started to think about how can I build from that and that life that I really love, and build that and combine that with dance and sort of extrapolate it into dance performance.
So what are you coming up
so
with?
So all that to say, yeah. So for this project, I'm focusing specifically on the process of harvesting and processing salmon, particularly in troll fishery. So trolling is something that I'm connected to. My family is a commercial fishing family, and I have worked as a troll deckhand in the past, and I have a lot of love for that lifestyle and that industry. And so what I'm going to do is choreograph a dance for multiple dancers that kind of documents and shows the gestures involved in that type of processing and harvesting, and then extrapolates on that and builds it into dance.
It's really interesting. I saw in your Rasmussen Foundation granting language, you describe it as Alaska specific movement vocabulary. Is this concept sort of taking the movement of a place and interpreting it through dance? Is that something unique that you are doing? Or are you seeing that happen elsewhere, or is that what dance always is?
I mean, I think that that is what dance always is. And we certainly have a really rich history of that here already. Of course, all of the Tlingit dance, Haida dance, further up north, Yupik and Inupiaq dance, Athabaskan dance is all really specific and of that place. And I think that that is really how dance grows, is by being tied to a place. And so we have such a beautiful, rich history here of that already. So I'm certainly not the first person to be thinking about this idea. But, you know, for my training, I definitely was brought up more in the Western, you know, what you would call Western styles of dance, of ballet and jazz and what we call modern and contemporary. And those definitely have origins in Western Europe. But also are taught really broadly in the United States. And so, you know, my thought is, you know, from my lens and perspective as somebody who has a little bit of that kind of Western style dance tradition, and also this really specific Alaskan lifestyle, how can I combine those two things?
Mm-hmm. So what do you think your final product will look like? I know that art evolves and changes, and maybe what you set out to do is going to be different from what you actually create. But right now, what are you envisioning are the elements that are all coming together, and what's the final product?
Well, this is changing a little bit because of the coronavirus. So one thing that is different this year is Rasmussen typically gives 1 year for grant awards. And this year they're giving us 2 years to do projects, knowing that things might have to shift because of COVID. And so I originally I planned for this as a live performance, where I could hire several dancers, do the choreography, and then invite people to a performance and potentially tour around multiple towns in Southeast Alaska. And I would still love to do that, but obviously that would have to wait until after coronavirus isn't such an issue. So what now what I'm thinking of doing is having it be a film. So working with a filmmaker, still doing the same thing, choreography with dancers, probably some outside site-specific dance, as well as some inside shoots, and then combining that into a film, which would probably be about, you know, 10, 15 minutes long, and sharing that with people. And then in the future, when we can gather again, adapting it for the stage.
Mm-hmm. And what do you hope people who experience this piece, what are some of the things you'd like them to be able to take away from it? If your project is successful, people will take away what?
Well, I really believe strongly in art being a gift. And, I think that really a goal in most art is that the audience is able to see themselves in it and identify with it. But in particular, I'm hoping that people from my home communities in Southeast Alaska are able to see themselves and recognize some of the gestures in it, and maybe say, oh, that's how I clean salmon. Or, oh yeah, that's how when I was on a boat, that's what that felt like. I do that movement too. I would really love that.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that these awards are super competitive. I know some artist friends who have applied many times before they actually were granted one. What do you think it was about this piece in particular that got on the radar of the judges?
Well, I can tell you this is the fifth time that I've applied. So for me, it's the Rasmussen application has really become a ritual that I do every year. And it's actually become a way that I mark my development as an artist. And every year something would get better in my applications. And sometimes it was, you know, with my work samples. Sometimes it was really with the administrative side of, you know, knowing how to put together a resume or having a website, like all of those things that artists need to know how to do. And you don't learn all at once. It's like bit by bit by bit. And then sometimes it was in my artistic voice. And I feel like this year in particular, the proposal that I put together is something that is really specific to me, but also is specific to Alaska. And I think that something that's so great about Rasmussen is they really want to support the arts and culture of Alaska. And I felt like, you know, in the past, maybe I'd put together proposals that were important to me, but they were not, they didn't necessarily contribute to the arts of Alaska as much. And this year, I think it was a great combination of my own desires and artistic voice, as well as something that is a gift to the community.
Mm-hmm. And so is it the basic concept that you just kept reworking five different times, or is this actually the first year you've presented this unique idea?
This was the first year that I presented this idea. This idea hit me all at once in, I'm going to say, February. And I thought, wow, that is the next project I really want to do. I want to do that. And in the past, every year was a different thing. And some of them were better than others, you know?
Well, it really is like such a great lesson. I love how you phrased it, that it marks the evolution of yourself as an artist. And it's a great lesson in perseverance. Like, don't allow failure to defeat you. Don't allow the no's to just be that roadblock, but just try again. And you'll get it.
Yeah, absolutely. That really would be my message to people online.
So anything else you want to share today?
Oh, you know, one part of the project that I didn't actually tell you about because I was getting a little long-winded is there's a dance piece to the project and there's also an audio piece to the project. So the first part of the work that I'm actually going to do is I'm going to reach out to some commercial fishers in my life, friends and family, and interview them. And I'm going to pull from those interviews, both for the physical gestures that I'm going to use in the dance, but I'm also creating an audio soundscape that'll be the background music for this piece. And so it'll be a mix of ambient sounds, of water, of fish swimming and jumping, of gulls, those sorts of really typical Southeast Alaskan sounds that we hear. And then also the voices of fishers talking about their process and what it means to them to be on the water.
Wow. Sounds like it's going to be an incredible piece when it's finalized. We'll have to get you back on when you're ready to present it to the world. We'll get you back on to talk about it and share how people can participate. Sarah, if people want to see more of your work and just get a broader sense of you as an artist, can you share your website that people can visit?
Yes, I can. It is, I have to pull it up here. I always forget what my website is. It is www.scampen.com.
And Campen spelled C-A-M-P-E-N.
Yep, like the word camp and then E-N. So scampen.com.
All right, terrific. Well, Sarah Campen, so great to talk to you today from your home. Tell us again the name of the island outside of Gustavus.
Asta or Lemager.
Terrific. Well, thank you so much for talking to us today, and congratulations on your Rasmussen Foundation's Individual Artist Award.
Thank you so much, Cheryl. It was really a pleasure.
Okay, have a great afternoon. Bye-bye.